First of all, the Palace fans absolutely hate Marinakis. Let me just tell you that now. Like, some of the songs they were singing, I was like, yeah, man, I felt it, man. But yeah, this is one, I can't lie to you, one of the main reasons why I wanted to go to this, like, why I said, okay, I'm gonna be at this game, like, was I think these two are to me two of the better coach teams outside of the obvious like top teams. I was like, yeah, I love Palace, yeah, obviously I like Solskjaer Park and stuff, but this is just gonna be a great football match, and I wasn't wrong. That first 20 minutes from Bournemouth, Areola, I just imagine, I was like, Areola won't be at Bournemouth next summer. He won't be. He has got them boys joking it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Shirtless Plantain Show. This is the weekend review. I'm your host, Tosin. As always, here is Coach, my brother. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a great weekend if you support a team that's playing red. That plays in red. Not all teams are playing red, obviously, for obvious reasons. But yeah, before we get cracking, some housekeeping, guys. Arsenal Pod is out. Like, share, and subscribe. I have to say it again, like, share, and subscribe. Do it now, please. Comment on the Instagram, comment on the YouTube, comment on the Spotify as well. I've seen you guys, a few of you guys comment on the YouTube. Try to reply there as well, but not on the Spotify, not on YouTube, so on the Spotify. But continue to do that. Want to keep the conversation going there as well. United Pod will be out by the time you hear this as well. So like, share, subscribe, comment on that on the Instagram, on the YouTube, on the Spotify as well. We'll talk to you guys there. We love our families, but we love you guys more. I want to talk to you more. So yeah, just run it up and talk to us there. Next Coach's Corner will be out on Tuesday after the Atletico Madrid game. Hopefully Arsenal win like 5-0. I don't know. And yeah, apart from that, I'm doing good. Hope you guys are fantastic.
Amazing. We love that. Yeah, guys, don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe, please. We love our families, but again, like, we take pride in not taking care of our families, because that's what the best athletes do, you know? So, you know, why take care of our family? We could take care of our podcast and our people. That's much better to me.
Yeah, personally. So, I mean, you know, they call me the Black Modric, you know, or the Black Aaron Rodgers, you know? So, yeah.
I don't think you want to be Aaron Rodgers, but hey, listen.
I sneezed. Was it now you ruined it because you laughed, man.
Was it the ayahuasca? Let's talk about the Premier League. Nottingham Forest lost to Chelsea 3-0. Obviously, Ange got fired 8 games in. It was a long time coming. Well, not a long time coming. We knew it was going to happen as soon as he got hired. But Marinakis doesn't care. I was watching the game, and like, they zoomed into Marinakis' seat at like the 66th minute, and he wasn't there. Coach told me he went to go get some, what's it called, kebabs or whatever they eat in Greece.
Yeah, I mean kebabs, pies, burgers, I don't know, a buffet, whatever. He left at 60th minute because his halftime binge, you know, clearly wasn't enough, so he just got hungry again, you know.
Whatever. Chelsea got another red card. It's like their third or fourth in a row, so I guess.
They don't think, you know, to be honest, I think they think they're the Bad Boy Pistons, but they'll never be the Bad Boy Pistons. So.
No, they're not. They're like Duke. They're private school kids, man.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. Garnacho, he was not playing well. I went to go look what people were saying online. I was like, well, they ain't my problem. Y'all got to deal with that. Not me. But Chelsea did get 3 goals. One from Josh Achepong was a header. Pedro Neto had a really good, well, decent free kick on the edge of the box. Rolled out to him. He finished it. Reece James popped up in the 3-0. Coach, question for you. How high do you rate Josh Achepong?
I don't know that much about him. I just will say that for the good of his career, he probably should leave Chelsea. And they probably feel the same way too, because who knows what's happening with Chelsea. You know, they probably... The only one player I feel like they won't probably ever sell unless they're forced to is Cole Palmer. Everybody else, it's open season on you, regardless of... It doesn't matter how they're feeling. Like, you can just be gone tomorrow. So for the good of his career, he probably shouldn't be at Chelsea. He's only playing because they've got like 60,000 injuries and suspensions, whatever else. But I hear he's highly rated, which is good. But yeah, Blue Co. don't give a shit about that. You know? No,
they don't. So. You know who doesn't give a shit? Wolves, because clearly they keep losing. They lost to Sunderland 2-0, which, by the way, we all on this podcast agreed that Sunderland are going to be our favorites, and we know why. Yeah. They decided to get a whole bunch of black players and surrounded by Granit Xhaka. That's easy for us to fall in love with. We don't really.
There's a bunch of black players anyway, with Granit. Like, just Granit Xhaka is the black player.
Yeah, he is. Isidore's first goal was called off, which is actually a really stupid finish, by the way. Mm-hmm. Then Mukelele scored his first goal of the season.
Really good move that, yeah.
Was. And then Wolves' season, and how bad they are, was something about the own goal that they scored. I don't know how they scored. The manager scored such a pretty own goal, but they did. So Wolves are probably going to get relegated. So there might be some players you might want to take, like Andre maybe. But other than that, Wolves are...
He's just a wrestler himself, to be fair. That's a small one. He's like Rey Mysterio. Yeah, that's what he is. He's like Rey Mysterio. He's just a wrestler, man. But yeah, Wolves are gone, man. Yeah, it's sad. But I always think about Omen as well. And again, I'm not trying to bring this back to Arsenal, but you guys can tell what it is. You know what I mean? Last time you won the Prem, Wolves were in the Premier League, innit? So let them stay for this year at least. They can do whatever they want afterwards. So.
Yo, another relegated team, promoted team, two of them actually. Burnley beat Leeds 2-0. Mm-hmm. Leslie Ugochukwu got a really good goal. He jumped in the air. Boy, I need him at Nigeria like yesterday, man. Yeah. Like he needs to play for Nigeria like yesterday. I know that he wants to play for France, but my brother, I know you're talented. You're not going to play for that France team, okay? Just come home, man. Come home and wrestle with the boys. Yeah. Kyle Walker got a great assist, though. No, fair play to Kyle. Still cooked, but whatever. Brendan Aaronson hit the post in the first half, but it was a really good save from De Bruyne. Leeds had chances, but towards the end, Lam Chuna. That is an insane goal. Probably the best goal of the weekend. Probably, right?
Yeah, I was applauding my screen, basically, on that, when I was watching the match today. I was like, yeah, that's a great goal. Genuinely. Yeah. And it's crazy because during the day, I didn't hear anybody talk about it, but that just goes to show that who the fuck cares about Burnley and Leeds, bro? Because normally, it would pop up. Like, oh, did you guys see that? Nobody was talking about that, from what I saw, at least, anyway.
Yeah. Coach, this game, I'm going to let you handle it because you were there, actually. Crystal Palace 3, Bournemouth 3. So talk to us.
Man, first of all, the Palace fans absolutely hate Marinakis. Let me just tell you that now. Like, some of the songs they were singing... I was like, yeah, man, I felt it, man. But yeah, this is one. I can't lie to you. One of the main reasons why I wanted to go to this, why I said, okay, I'm gonna be at this game, like, was I think these two are to me two of the better coached teams outside of the obvious top teams. I was like, yeah, I love Palace. Yeah, obviously I like Solskjaer and stuff, but this is just gonna be a great football match, and I wasn't wrong. That first 20 minutes from Bournemouth, Iriola. I don't see my head. I was like, Iriola won't be at Bournemouth next summer. He won't be. He has got them boys juking it. Like, Palace couldn't get out. Every time Palace essentially had the ball, it felt as if Bournemouth had two or three extra players. They were more springy. The crowd around were like, why can't we get out? Why can't we get out? Oh, look at these fuckers. Like, I'm just like, yeah, they're really well coached. Well, the one thing I noticed was Palace's out ball was essentially a long ball to Mateta, which isn't a bad idea, but Palace didn't want to do that. Palace's out ball, they wanted it to be to Munoz, obviously. But they couldn't get out to Munoz. Like, they closed them down. It was a man-to-man press that essentially made them go long. And, you know, Mateta had no support anyway, even though he's good at holding up. Yeah, man. So, the first goal went in and we're like, okay, cool, fair enough. Second goal goes and I'm like, this could be a long day. But then I had a thought at halftime. I was like, what about if Palace just commit more? And that's what happened. Like, Bournemouth didn't have really have an answer for Palace being a little bit braver, but also Palace essentially going for the long switches out to Munoz earlier. And there was so much. You guys obviously watched the match. You saw the VAR stuff, but I was obviously recording it, and I didn't realize that each VAR decision was well over an hour and 30 seconds long. A minute and 30 seconds long, both of them. That I'm thinking, why the hell is it taking so long? I don't understand. Like, it's either it is or it isn't a goal. It's offside or isn't offside kind of thing. A minute and 30 seconds is a joke, to be honest. Like, we've got semi-automated offsides as well, like La Liga as well. La Liga don't take as long as that. There's a game that happened in Spain, by the way, that we need to talk about, that had one of those issues. But even then, I'd have thought like it was a joke. But I say all that to say Mateta is crazy. Like, absolutely crazy. And the one player I was watching out for was obviously Semenyo and Walton, but I had to respect Mateta's grit, graft, grind. Every time Palace attacked, the ball fell to him. Correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't like he got all the shots. He pretty much had all the shots, to be honest.
Yeah, and Mateta could probably play for the Memphis Grizzlies with Zach Randolph and those guys.
Like, he's unreal. Yeah. A word on Semenyo. He wasn't great yesterday, but it reminded me of something that good players don't have to play well for 90 minutes to affect the game. And the second goal that they scored, that was really the only thing he did in the game. And that was it, pretty much. But it was a fantastic piece of play, and it got them a 2-goal lead. But yeah, Adam Walton is Adam Walton. I've watched him more than enough times now in person to say that this boy has to leave the country. He can't go to Liverpool. He can't go to City. He can't go to United. Just leave the country, bro, please. He's too good. But yeah.
What do you think about Ellie Jr. Koupi, the guy who scored the brace?
Yeah, so he was actually quite quiet outside of the goals from my recollection. But again, good players affecting shit when they're not particularly playing well. That's a good trait to have. Yeah. One more thing, actually. I have, generally speaking, I do not ever leave games early, regardless of who's playing. I never leave games early. I had to leave early yesterday, obviously, to get home for the Arsenal game. And I watched like about the first 5-10 minutes of my phone. I wasn't that far from home for the time I got home, but I obviously missed the equalizer from Mateta. And I'm almost at the station and everyone on the road is beeping down and knocking on their windows and stuff like that and shops and stuff like that. And I think, what the fuck's happened here? And like, on my head was, oh, we got an equalizer. I'm thinking, fucking equalizer. I literally just left my bro. Like, what the hell? But yeah, don't leave games early, guys. Just don't. I never do. And that's a prime example why. Don't leave games early. Seriously.
Coach, question for you. How do you feel about Mateta and Zaha? What happened between them?
I like Wilfred Zaha. I do think he's very easy to wind up. And I think he reacts very easy to stuff. But I will say, just going off what we've heard and stuff, especially his account of things, it just feels a little bit like, I don't want to say that he's in the right, because I don't think there's even a right or wrong here. I just feel like he's been made to look away when it wasn't really him doing anything. It was just normal banter kind of thing. Now, I saw another clip of him saying that Mateta looks like a thumb when he cut his hair. And Mateta was like, he can't say that in front of the cameras kind of thing. And yeah, banner like that, I can understand why Mateta might feel as if Zaha has it out for him or stuff like that kind of thing. But the initial sort of problem that they had, I just feel as if it was stuff taken out of context kind of thing, and Mateta just wanted a story kind of thing, and Zaha's the obvious easy target here because he's so easy to rattle. So that's my take on it. So
I just don't like seeing two dark-skinned brothers acting like I'll be sure. That's all I got to say. Brighton 2, Newcastle 1. Carlos Baleba finally played a good game. Finally. Got his act together. Maybe he just need to go home to Cameroon and get his head knocked straight. Maybe. Danny Welbeck is a legend of the game. I do not care what any of you says. He's loved by so many clubs. United, Arsenal, Sunderland, where he spent his loan at.
Brighton.
If you don't love Danny Welbeck, you're an issue, okay? Let's say that.
If you don't love Danny Welbeck, you're a hater of Islam. I'm sorry. You just are. He is the definition of what the Yanks say, a hood fave. Did I say that right, Tosin?
Yeah.
Like, he is loved by everyone. It's mad. Like, Arsenal don't wish many ex-players happy birthday, but every year we wish Danny Welbeck happy birthday.
And it's wild because, like, he's a United and Arsenal player, and we both love him. Exactly. Which is the wildest thing.
I watched his first, I think probably first and only hat-trick for us. Like, I was there against Galatasaray. And that night, he literally, it felt like he was essentially a hell ender. Like, sunk his name the entire night. Like, he's just a lovely guy. Like, genuinely, just a lovely guy.
If you want to feel old, go watch some of the old Sir Alex Ferguson, like 2003 summer clips of like him talking to the academy boys. Mm. All you see is Welbeck in the back of his big Ghanaian head. So he's been around for a while, man. Shout out to Danny Welbeck. First goal was a lovely chip. Second goal was a good finish. But Voltimade, man, listen, that guy, that freaking chip, that whatever he did, the back heel, got it, bro. My fault, OG. I was not familiar with your game, bro. My fault. Yeah.
I mean, he's always been a lovely player, but I didn't know he'd adapt to the Prem this quickly. Like, he's a good striker, man. They might say they overpaid for him now, but in a year's time, if he's got close to 50 goals for them, you know, boy,
just seeing it. Last week, you mentioned something about changing your underwear, right? Man City beat Everton 2-0. Erling Haaland, right? My shukutu. I needed to change my shukutu three times because, like, why are you the way that you are? Like, why? Like, just, there's no other thing to say. Like, listen, guess, guys, City beat Everton 2-0. We're not getting to the minutiae of the thing. All we're going to tell you right now is Erling Haaland is just, he's broken our brains. He's broken football's brain. That's not a normal football player, okay? He's next level, just an alien. You know, when we talk about Wemby being an alien, Kevin Durant, he's in that echelon of just like, you shouldn't be doing this at your size. That it, no, just stop it, please.
So. Yeah, no, you're absolutely spot on. I feel like it's a disservice to talk about just him in this game, considering how well Ndiaye played. And, you know, he's Ndiaye is unreal, absolutely unreal. But Haaland, I think he could have got a hat-trick, like, in stoppage time. Basically, he had like 2 1-on-1s to my recollection, despite him already having two goals. But Pep's post-match comments were really interesting. He essentially, I'm paraphrasing here, guys, so again, correct me in the comments, guys, yeah, please. Whether it's Spotify, Instagram, YouTube, wherever, just correct me in the comments, yeah, if I'm wrong. He's really saying that he needs more from his other players because essentially we're all Haaland, like, all they're doing is creating for Haaland, which isn't a bad idea, by the way. I mean, create for the best finisher in the world, of course, but he needs more from his other players. And I had a wee look at some stats, nothing deep or anything like that. I think I said it on the Arsenal pod, but they have 17 league goals right now. City, do you want to know how many of those come from Haaland?
14.
11. Oh. So, I don't know if that is, I'm going to say the word tossing, I'm sorry. I don't know if that's sustainable, but that is crazy. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen, especially from a top team, a stat like that where, you know, we're almost 10 games of the season and he's essentially scored pretty much all of your goals. I don't know, man. But he's a freak, man. Like, he is. A freak.
Bro, but did you see Everton's lineup? They're back four at least.
Yeah, I mean, I know Michael Keane played, right?
Yeah, so it was O'Brien at right back, Tarkowski, Michael Keane, and Mikalenko. And I was like, that's a really bad back four.
Yeah, they could have whoever they like in there. If they put Michael Keane in there, it's a bad lineup. It just is. Like, Michael Keane is the worst. He is absolutely rubbish.
Coach, question for you: is Iliman Ndiaye the best dribbler in the Premier League?
That's a really good question. You know, if you look at the City midgets, we got Cherki, we got Doku.
Cherki's on Ozempic, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's on Ozempic. I don't even think he was injured. I think Pep strapped him to a treadmill for literally the last 2 months. That's what I think. Pep don't like fat players. He doesn't. Can you think of one fat Pep player ever?
No.
Like he don't care how talented you are not going to be walking around hauling ass, bro. Like, so I reckon he just strapped into the treadmill for 2 months and said, yeah, you're not playing for us until you lose all that fat, basically. But yeah, you've got Cherki, you've got Doku. Who else is from City? Foden, I wouldn't really count Foden, to be fair, even though his technique is really good. Then at Liverpool, you've got Wirtz, Ekitike, Isak. None of these guys are better than Ndiaye, but I'm just listening to all the good dribblers. At Arsenal, you got Eze. I want to put Saka there, but I feel like it's different. Fuck, I'll put Saka there, but I'm not too sure. Who else is there?
Cunha
is there, obviously, yeah.
Ahmad's also there as well.
Ahmad is up there, actually. Ahmad's really good. Oh, I was thinking of the Villa. Oh, Rodgers. Who else is there? Oh, Kudus. Oh, yeah, definitely Kudus is up there. I don't know if he's the best, but...
when he's up there.
He's really pushing up there. Njai is nuts, man. And he goes both ways as well, you know, so...
Yeah, Fulham 0, Arsenal 1. Arsenal edition is out right now. Only thing I have to add to this game is the fact that Arsenal play mature. That's the only thing I can add. And if you guys don't like the way Arsenal plays, tough titty. Love the blue kits, by the way. Wonderful kits. And Arsenal edition is out now, so go listen to that right now. We ain't even going to pause right now. All right, go listen to it. Tottenham lost to Aston Villa 2-1. Aston Villa were down in the first 5 minutes. Tottenham got a set piece, got a goal, but then Morgan Rodgers and Buendia decided, hey, guess what? We can score bangers. Morgan Rodgers decided today he wants to show up. So good for Morgan Rodgers. Two really good goals for, what's it called, with Aston Villa. This is Unai Emery's fifth match in a row. They beat Bologna 1-0, beat Fulham 3-1, 2-0 versus Feyenoord, 2-1 versus Burnley, and now 2-1 win versus Tottenham. Coach, two questions for you. What's wrong with Tottenham, and is Thomas Frank in over his head?
There's nothing wrong with Tottenham. It's just Tottenham. And with all that being said, I mean, Tottenham are still on course to, you know, they're playing Champions League football. I'm just going to have a quick glance at the table right now. But to my mind, they're still on course to potentially challenge for Champions League place again. Yeah, I mean, what? They're a point outside the top four right now. So, yeah, I mean, their squad, I'm not too convinced on their attacking options, to be honest. But I think overall, if you're looking at their midfield, between Bentancur and Palinha, that's really solid. That's really, really solid, which is, in this league right now, having a solid midfield that's not going to get ran through Liverpool, that will get you shooting up the table. Yeah, Thomas Frank, I don't think those is in over his head. I mean, he's only 8 games in. He's going to make them, however shaky they look now, he's still going to steady the ship and probably make them a lot more solid. Romero had to pull out today in the warm-up as well, actually. So that obviously affected their chances. But I'm not here giving them excuses because fuck him. Let's talk about Villa. Yeah. Talk to me about Villa.
They're finally clicking. Yeah. They're finally just, you know, treading water and they're making sense of everything. I'm still not a fan of Ollie Watkins, so there I go with that.
Yeah, that's where we differ, because I like Ollie Watkins, but I respect you not liking him. You know, hate doesn't have to make sense.
Here's the thing: I think Ollie Watkins is a very talented player. I just don't think Ollie Watkins is my cup of tea. That's just how I feel. I respect the player. It's just that when I look at strikers, I don't want Ollie Watkins in my team. I have my reasons for that. I'm not going to say on the podcast because that's rude. But I don't want my striker being light skinned. But that's neither here nor there.
No, for real. You know, speaking of light skins, Morgan Rodgers, right, and Javi Simmons. Just let me put it out there, and this isn't maybe reactionary. Morgan Rodgers is better than Javi Simmons. I just want to be. I'm just going to be say it myself, and this isn't nothing to do with today. I don't think I've ever really rated Javi Simmons. Good player, but
I think Javi Simmons is an ideal footballer.
I mean, yeah, he's just on free. But what I enjoyed most about Rodgers' goal, and probably about today the most, is that I had no idea Javi Simmons was playing until a couple minutes before the goal, where I couldn't track him back. I was like, when the hell did he come from? And then the actual goal where he's literally just bounced off Rodgers, because Rodgers is just, you know, a man basically. And he plants it into the top corner on Simmons' head top. I was like, yeah, you remind me who the real light skin is here.
Yeah.
Basically. The winning goal though, what a pass from Matty Cash, what a touch from Digne. And then a finish from Buendia. I forgot Buendia even played football still. I think he was on loan last year abroad. I can't remember where it was.
Somewhere. Probably in Italy or something like that.
Was it in Italy? I think he was on loan anyway. But then the most interesting thing about this whole thing was, did you see Amadou Onana's Insta post?
I didn't. What did he do?
He literally said, it's so funny that it's come from another Muslim footballer as well. He put the hashtag, penitentiary is open.
That is funny. Sorry, Buendia was on loan at Bayer Leverkusen, but
I knew it was on loan.
But yes, that is funny. That is funny. Amadou Onana, man, just Give us the vocals and leave us alone. Yeah. Liverpool 1, Man United 2. I'll let Coach handle this, but Man United Edition is out right now. Please go listen to that. We named after D'Angelo song. So rest in peace to the legend. Go ahead, Coach.
Indeed. Rest in peace, D'Angelo, for real, man. Yeah, last year I called the draw. I was like, Liverpool are in really good form, but United are in horrible form. I was like, I see this being a draw. This year, for some weird reason, I thought Liverpool would win today because they'd lost their previous three and they just had to win. And I clearly don't know shit. With that being said, I don't know if I would have stopped the game for the head injury because it was a little bit unclear. Like, it all happened really, really fast. And the way Van Dijk reacted as well, he just carried on playing. Like, he didn't even, like, you know, he didn't, like, say, oh, wait, that kind of thing. But well, he might as well stop playing because the way he jogged back, he wasn't bothered about Mbeumo making a blindside run on him. But Marmadish really is a good goalkeeper, but I think he should be doing better with that Mbeumo finish. I can't even lie. But after that, the game livened up even more. Cody Gakpo hit the post like 50,000 times today.
Thank God he did.
Yeah. In fact, he hit the same post twice in the first half, actually. and then hit the post again in the second half. And then Liverpool went to a 4-2-4, basically. I mean, I guess. You know, when all the fells, just let me just show you why I spent £450 million and put them all in the pitch at the same time. It didn't change the result of the game, but it changed the game state. They obviously got an equaliser. Gakpo finally scored. But even with Man United's sort of unathletic midfield, I still feel as if Liverpool had problems running back towards their own goal. And yeah, it's just Liverpool are in a weird space, basically, where a team like United, who have been obviously out of sorts, can go there to Anfield and look really comfortable for long periods. That's probably the most telling thing, you know?
You didn't look comfortable in your own ends.
Yeah, basically. Like, it was just, yeah, like, Liverpool created chances. So, like, they both created 5 big chances each. You know, Liverpool might have had 20-something shots. United had 12 or 14 or something like that. So, yeah, it was just a weird game. But the winner, I have to say, the pass from Bruno is absolutely out of this world.
He's been trying that all season, by the way.
Yeah. And Maguire in the air is cash money, man. Like, let's just keep it apart.
He's turned himself into a cult hero.
Yeah. I rate his mentality, you know. But having such a big head, he's got to have something in there, do you know what I mean? his mentality is absolutely top, man. But
yeah,
what do you think of Slot's like post-match comments? Because I'll just say it here, like, no disrespect to him, but I feel like it's just very, very bitchy and just very immature. Like, you know, it's not becoming of someone that's managing the Premier League champions, basically.
He's a bald Dutchman. That's all I have to say. So, there you go. West Ham plays Brentford tomorrow. And by the way, last thing on United, I am so glad my goalkeeper is a white man from Belgium. They don't even target us on corners no more. Yeah. So yeah, West Ham plays Brentford tomorrow. Coach, can we get the standings and we can go to Italy?
Yeah, sure. So apparently Arsenal are first, guys. Allegedly. Arsenal are first. City are second. Ooh, good for you, whatever, on 16 points. Obviously Arsenal are 19. Bournemouth are actually joint third with Liverpool. I think they've got a better goal difference, actually. No, they've got the exact same goal difference. In fact, they both scored the same amount of goals and conceded the same amount of goals. Very interesting. Okay. So they're both on 15 points. And yeah, there's about 3 teams on 14 points. And the only one I want to talk about is Sunderland. So the rest can get fucked, basically.
We're going to Italy and we're going to try and speed run through all of this. Roma lost to Inter. Roma should have won, but Boni got a goal, Yamoni. They have 4 really good strikers.
Mm-hmm.
They do. And yeah, Roma has some good chances in the second half, but guess what? Good chances need to be finished, and they got finished. So they lost 1-0 to Inter. Inter has been sneakily doing well this season. Torino, they beat Napoli 1-0. That made me so happy because I gotta hate watch on Napoli. Please don't ask me why, but I do.
I'll tell you exactly why he's hate watching, because he doesn't want Hoyland to do well, despite the fact that it might get his bomb ass club some money back. Like,
yeah, well, they're gonna give us 50 million euros for him, so don't care. De Bruyne was influencing the game. Diego Simeone scored. No celebrations. Obviously, played for Napoli. Napoli wasted some chances. VAR ruled a goal out, and Noah Lang celebration. You want to talk to us about that?
Yeah, he took off his shirt, man. Like, did he want to join the podcast, bro? Like, what's going on? Like, he took off his shirt, got all excited and shit. I was like, yeah, unlucky.
Did he still give him a yellow card?
I think they did, actually. Well,
know the rules, little nigga.
Yeah, man. It was hilarious, to be fair.
Como, they beat Juventus 2-0. What makes me so happy about this game? Two words. Nico Paz. Mm-hmm. That boy is nasty. The first goal happened like the first, like maybe 10 minutes or so, something like that.
Ridiculous cross. Absolutely. The pass
was, it was so, listen, anybody could have finished that because it was literally just begging to be finished. It was a really good finish. And then Nico Paz ends up dribbling down the left, right-hand side, cuts inside, and he scores a second goal and is a goal and assist. So question for you. How far do you think Nico Paz can go in the future, and where do you think he ranks in the world right now?
He's going to end up back at Real Madrid, basically. And where I rate him right now in terms of like young attacking talents, man, he's up there, man. He's only 21. Like, literally, he only just turned 21, like, literally last week. Yeah, man, he can go as far as he likes. But when you're a player that, an attacking player that creates as much as he does and can score as well, you're always going to have a job, you know, pending fitness. The most interesting thing I think about him is the fact that he gives me a little bit of, and again, if you guys haven't watched these players, like, don't knock it, but he gives me a little bit of Lundberg and Hleb vibes, where the way he dribbles, this is just purely dribbling, right? The way he dribbles, it's almost like he's teasing the defender kind of thing. And then before you can nick it off him, he's gone, basically. He's ridiculous, man. Absolutely ridiculous. And he's the perfect sort of player. Him and Kakere, I feel like are the perfect players to be under someone like Fabregas. Like, seriously. Don't like Fabregas, but the guy knows ball, man.
Como hadn't beat Juventus in Serie A for 73 years. No win in the last six games and the first loss of the season for Juventus. Tough, tough titty. Milan beat Fiorentina 2-0. It was the Rafa Leão show. Fiorentina went up one corner kick, and it was a bit of a goal line scramble. They scored. Leão had a really, really good goal, his first goal to equalize it. Then he had a penalty to equalize the game. Milan dominated the game, and they had 3 points to show for it. So good for them. Lazio did tie with Atalanta 0-0. And a big, huge news for Nigerian fans who are looking for a goalkeeper. Pretty Boy is back tomorrow for Udinese. Maduka is back.
I saw him doing some like challenges on Instagram, like some pull-up challenges. I was like, aren't you a professional footballer? What the fuck are you doing? What's going on here?
Sad mission, bro. He was looking for something to do to stay in shape, you know?
Man.
I'm sure he's better than the goalkeeper we have now, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can we get the stand in Serie A?
Absolutely. So, yeah, Milan are in first, 16 points. Inter, Napoli, Roma are all on 15 points between second and third. Bologna, 13 points. And shout out to Como. They're tied with Juve on 6 points, on 6th and 7th place, 12 points each.
Again, this is going to be one of the best title races. Again, Serie A, they love doing entertainment over there. So, shout out Serie A. Over in La Liga, Atleti beat Osasuna 1-0. Baena got a goal from an Alvarez pass, and it was ruled out, though. And yeah. This is what you wanted to talk about, right?
Yeah. They're saying that Griezmann was, like, in an offside position, affecting play or something like that. No, just fuck off, man. Like, you're just looking for a reason to essentially take away goals. Like, it was dumb. Like, fantastic play. Absolutely fantastic play from Alvarez. And the finish from Baena was good as well. And I just like, come on, man. Like, don't take the piss out of us. Like, don't rule out goals for stupidity like that. But yeah, Atleti are, I don't like the tag that they have about them being this sort of defensive, what do you call it, terrorist team, because that hasn't been true for at least 3 years now, I want to say, because they've been getting smacked around a lot. Like, teams that are defensive, they don't have games the way, like, Athletic have been having games recently, do you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm a bit defensive about that, because people have been calling Tuesday's game, like, the Haram Derby or whatever, I don't know. But if you watch them, you'll know, like, they're not really like that anymore, man. So, yeah, man.
I will say, very good goal from Thiago Almada in the one-minute coach.
Nice. The nice minute, guys.
Very nice minute. There we go. Villarreal 2, Betis 2. Pepe had a chance in the 32nd minute. Tajan Buchanan, who I called Timbit Leroy Sané, had a really good goal in the 44th minute. Long-range strike. Malero had a good goal from a great move. So, good for him.
Yeah.
But Pepe then Anthony...
Yeah, Pepe was involved in that move as well, man. It was a really good goal, man.
And Anthony decided, hey, guess what? I want not one goal, but two goals. He got a really good goal in the first one, which is a trademark Anthony cut inside, smack into the corner, and then equalized in the 94th minute. So, shout out to Anthony.
Same sort of goal pretty much again.
Barcelona 2, Girona 1. Pedri's goal was very nice. Insane.
It was just Pedri, bro. Pedri doing Pedri shit, man. Like, yeah, I thought the chance was gone. I thought like he dribbled it a little bit too far, and he was like, no. I know what I'm doing, you know?
Yeah, he does. Witzel got a bicycle kick. Witzel in 2025.
You know what's crazy? I feel like Witzel to me feels like he shouldn't be playing anymore. Not because I don't think he's good, but I feel like he's been around for so long and he's still doing shit like that, you know, in his, what we call the funeral home years of his career, basically. Outrageous goal. Absolutely outrageous. Mm-hmm.
Foolishness. Rashford had a free kick that hit the crossbar. And
I know that makes you happy.
Oh, I was so happy. So proud of him. Barcelona could have been down 3-1 in the 24th minute. They were getting boxed by Girona.
Yeah.
They were not doing well. Fermin hit the post. Kubrasi had a goal ruled out. Hansi Flick got sent off. So we'll be watching El Clasico from the stands.
Yep.
But Araujo got a goal, a winner. And that's all that matters when you get your 3 points. And he was running around like he was Pac. So.
Yeah, it was crazy. He was playing everywhere. I don't know where he was playing when he came. he was making third man runs. You know what I mean? He was like setting up attacks and shit. And then he was box crashing and he box crashed for the goal. I was like, the hell is he actually playing? But he's got previous, you know, I mean, he's done shit like this before. So Flick might be using him the way that, you know, Man United managers use Maguire when they're looking for a goal.
He was over here channeling the spirit of Ricardo Calafiori. That's what he was doing.
Basically.
Getafe 0, Real Madrid 1. 2 red cards for Getafe. Mm-hmm. Real Madrid left it late. A really good finish from Kylian Mbappe. Yeah. It was an assist from Arda Güler, who came off the bench. Real Madrid led on all the important stats, and you can imagine possession, shots on target, tackles, dribble, all that stuff. They led on that. But he can only get one goal. Mm-hmm. Alam Yum, he got a straight red card. He came on, right, coach? And a minute later, he got a red card.
Yeah, so, man. Boy, he's still getting his 30,000 a week off at the end of this week anyway. He don't give a shit.
Question, and it's not a question, but a statement for you. Dean's boy, Ete Ayong, did not score this weekend. Levante got beat 3-0, so unfortunately, he did not score. But yeah, that's La Liga. Can we get the standings in La Liga?
Of course you can. So, heading into, what do you call it? El Clasico week. Real Madrid are ahead by 2 points and 24 points. Barcelona 22 points in second. Villarreal still there, 17 points in third. Atleti are not that far behind them on 16 points. And Betis are also on 16 points. Do you know what? I feel like the title race this year is going to be really interesting, but I'm generally curious to see if Villarreal can maintain being the third best team in La Liga this year. I think it's going to be really interesting to see what them and Atleti do. I think Atleti probably have a stronger squad, and they probably got the best player between them in Junior Navarez. But let's see, you know, what the power of. No, actually, I'll leave it at that. Actually, I'll leave it at that. I'm sorry.
The power of a black woman?
No. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay. Go ahead. Give us the standings.
And that's it. Yeah, fifth place Will Betis on 16 points.
So you didn't even tell us who's where.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, man. Let's go to Germany. Bayern Munich 2, Dortmund 1. I saw something funny in this game as we talk. I'll tell you what it was. Harry Kane's a maniac. He's just now deciding, I just want to play as deep as I can, but I'm still going to score goals. So whatever, man. You got it, you freak of nature. Michael Lisi scored a really, really ugly goal. And of all the goals he scored, this is the one he's celebrating.
Like, really hard. Which lets me know that we probably all might be in trouble. If Olise is not too good to score that type of goal, mm-hmm. Yeah, he might be making a Ballon d'Or charge as well. I'm worried.
Yeah, Joshua Kimmich went to right back, and
the world was healed. The world was healed for like a good 15 minutes, which is nice.
Julian Brandt got a consolation, but we all knew once we saw this game on the calendar, It was Bayern Munich's game from the jump. Mainz 3, Leverkusen 4. This was a crazy game. Grimaldo got a double. Both teams did not want to defend. Mainz lost again, and coach is so happy. Because it could be today, Grandma. It could be.
I'm really hoping so. Please, just keep losing. Like, nobody wants to see you anymore. Like, just fuck off, man.
Freiburg beat Frankfurt 2-2, or it was 2-2, excuse me, not beat each other, it was a draw, 2-2. Jonathan Burkhardt got a brace, and Freiburg did something very funny this game. They scored goals in the second 87th minute. I don't know why they decided to leave it late and early, but they got their point, and that's what that matters here. So, good for them. I bring up this last game in Germany for a reason. We're going to have a little bit of discussion about a certain player that plays for Leipzig. Leipzig beat Hamburg 2-1, Baumgartner got a brace, and Sammy Lukonga got a goal. So shout out to Sammy Lukonga.
I wonder how Fingy's getting on as well. Fabio Vieira.
Yeah.
They're both on loan at the same team.
Yeah. There's one player I want to talk about. You've heard of Yann Diamande, right?
Mm-hmm.
His story is insane to me that this boy left Ivory Coast, came to America to go play high school football, joined a La Liga team, ended up doing well in La Liga, and now he's worth £100 million.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I don't think he goes for £100 million, though.
Yeah. But he's a hell of a player, man. Mm-hmm. Like, what he was doing over the international break for Ivory Coast, he was on one week, Amadas in the other. I was like, hey, listen, man. Mm-hmm. What are you guys doing over there in these Francophone countries? You're building wingers and midfielders. Can you bring some to my nation, please? Because I need a winger. I need me one of them tricky wingers. So, Yann Diamande, I'm going to be watching your career with a very, very close magnifying eye. So, from my ears to your ears, everybody, if you've not heard or seen Yann Diamande, let's pay attention to Yann Diamande a little bit more this season. That's a very talented player right there. And he plays for Leipzig, so, there might be Leipzig tax, but that's a special player in that boy, nonetheless.
Yeah, I just think when players play for Leipzig, you just got to be be a bit cautious. I mean, what's his name? So Bozlai's worked out well, I suppose. Cesco, we have to obviously wait and see. But it's we have to wait and see, bro. I like Cesco, but I'm saying we have to wait and see. There's been a couple more though, man. To be fair, Dani Olmo, but he doesn't really count because you're already.
They open Meccano.
Yeah, Fufumakano. I don't know. let's see.
We will see, indeed. We will see. Can we get the standings over in Germany, please?
Of course you can. So the most important thing here is that Mainz are in 17th place in a relegation playoff. They've lost their last three games. They're on 4 points, and it's only 1 point separating them from complete bottom place. I think we can leave it there. No, I'm joking. Bayern Munich have won all of their games. They have a goal difference of 23.
Whatever.
Leipzig are in second on 16 points. Stuttgart are in third on 15 points. Dortmund are fourth on 14 points. And they're tied with Leverkusen also, who's in fifth on 14 points.
We're going to go to Ligue 1. There was some chaos in Ligue 1 this weekend. PSG 3, Strasbourg 3. I thought Strasbourg was going to win this game. But PSG decided to come back. There was a penalty from... what's his name? Goncalo Ramos. Muyele got their goal, the young talented player. Mm-hmm. But the thing that stood out to me the most in this game is Lucas Chevalier might not be a good goalkeeper.
No. I don't want to say that. I think he's a good goalkeeper. I think he's a good goalkeeper.
Okay.
I watched enough of Lille that he was at, mm-hmm. To know that he's good. I just think when someone like Donnarumma leaves, and Donnarumma, not everyone wasn't perfect kind of thing, everything becomes, you're under the microscope straight away kind of thing. So, no, I'm not writing him off just yet, for sure.
Okay.
But PSG are funny, man. Like, let's keep it a buck. Their form has been funny of late.
I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, they have a calm coming to God moment. They look very, very rough.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Nice 3, Lyon 2. This was a very fun game. It went from 1-0 to 1-1 to 2-1. And that 2-1, they had a penalty save. And you know who took the penalty for Lyon and missed it?
Ooh, Lacazette. No, he left, actually. Sorry, my bad. That's a good question. I don't know.
Hail End?
No way. They're giving him penalties. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Ainsley missed the penalty. Ainsley Maitland-Niles missed the penalty. Oh, then as soon as he missed it, they went down the field and made it 3-1, which was Bouadi. Very, very good goal from Bouadi, Algerian player. And then they end up getting a consolation goal. But it was a fun game. But yeah, your boy Ainsley missed a penalty and is very unfortunate. Angers beat Monaco. Angers Monaco was 1-1. Another Hail End product scored. Falarin Balogun scored. So Falarin getting his goal there. Nasty Man FC beat Le Havre 6-2. I'm not going to tell you who scored, but somebody scored a lot of goals.
Someone scored 4 goals, bro.
Yeah, that's someone did. Yeah. Anantes lost to Leo 2-0. Haraldsson and Igmane scored goals. Igmane is a really good player, bro.
Mm-hmm.
The guy they got from Rangers. I like his game a lot. But yeah, that was our weekend wrap up. I mean, there's really, you know, it's Champions League week, man. Do you want to talk about, what do you want to do? Winners and losers or Champions League fixtures? Which one are you going to do first?
Probably the Champions League fixtures.
Okay.
Let's actually get them up. But I will say, more and more I'm seeing, I think teams are going to not be chucking their Champions League games, but I think teams are going to be happier if they, especially when they've got like a triple game week. They're happier to rotate in the Champions League than they would be in the league games because of just the amount of games you have to make up, if you like, in the Champions League. But the obvious one is the quote unquote Haram derby. I think, you know, that's the one that everybody, you know, will probably be looking into on Tuesday.
Can I give you one that I might like on Tuesday?
Go on.
Just for narrative. Newcastle on Benfica. I want to see what Jose Mourinho is gonna do.
That's clear. That's going to be fun for sure.
Villarreal, Man City. I want to see how Villarreal stacks up against City they played this season.
That's going to be cool. Real Madrid, Juventus. I think Mbappe is going to change lives.
He's going to change lives and boxers. Monaco, Tottenham. I'm interested in that one.
Yeah, that should be fun, actually. And then you got the Ekitike derby, Liverpool versus, Frankfurt at home to Liverpool.
And I also brought this game up a few weeks ago, Brugge against Bayern. I'm so interested to see how Brugge shapes up.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting, actually. Because I think, didn't company used to manage Brugge, right? Or
no, it was a different team, I believe, in Netherlands.
Where did he come from? They bought him from Anderlecht. That's who I'm thinking of course.
Yeah.
I remember that because on Football Manager, I used to buy a company every year from Anderlecht.
He was an Anderlecht academy player, played for their team. That was his last team. He went back there after he left City, and then he became the coach in 2019 as an interim, and then he got the job for 2 years, Burnley and Bayern. So, yeah, very interested to see about that game. But, yeah, listen. Winners and losers. Coach, you want to give me your winners?
Can I say Liverpool? I was thinking of losers this whole time. My winners, again, it's actually not getting boring. Arsenal again, for obvious reasons. This one's probably going to throw you guys off, but Fabregas, the fact that he's getting this much out of this combo team, and that's really, you know, it's good to see. And I'm probably going to go with Mbappe. He's just scoring as he likes. I could have went with Haaland, but I'm like, no, Mbappe is doing what he does, and he's not currently, to my mind, upsetting this Real Madrid team that is still kind of figuring itself out. So yeah,
give me your losers.
Liverpool times three, if I can, please.
No, fair enough.
I can't do that. Okay. Joke said, I won't say Liverpool. I'll say Arne Slot. Arne Slot, to my mind, has gone down in my estimations with his comments this week. His comments in the last few weeks, to be fair, have just been very weird and just very, like, sharp and managed, man. Like, don't worry about what everybody else is doing, man. Like, and stop saying shit out of context, you know, because it sounds cool. Like, mentioning set piece goals and stuff like that. It's like, well, have you seen how much these other teams are creating as well? So it's just, it is what it is. Juve, obviously, it's nice to give Juve, you know, another losers tag, which is cool. And PSG, I think. PSG are looking very shaky. Drawn their last two games, conceding three to Strasbourg, Strasbourg are a well-coached team, but...
They also were injured heavily this weekend, too.
Yeah. So, I'm not feeding PSG right now, to be honest.
Cool. My winners will be Ruben Amorim. He needed that win in the worst way.
Yeah.
And Ruben, actually, as much as I do not like Ruben Amorim, he set up his team very well today. So shout out to Ruben Amorim. My second winner is going to be... There's a lot of winners this weekend that I'm just like... La Liga players for standing up for over the weekend for protesting them going overseas.
Yeah, they're the biggest winners by far.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hijack it here, but I just remember there's a conversation that we had, I think, somewhere on Instagram maybe a year or two ago about some people wanting some. Shout out to Urban Pitch, actually, because we had the conversation on their podcast, actually. Go follow them. They're cool guys, man. And it was like, yeah, like, it would be cool to have it over there. It's like, this isn't like the NBA or the NFL where those sort of regular league games don't matter because of the sheer amount of games that they play and the fact that it's done by like division and shit. Like, those games don't matter. Premier League games, La Liga games, having home advantage and everything like, matters. Playing on a neutral ground where you're playing 17 hours or whatever away from home and shit like that, all of that affects your league. So you can imagine now, let's say, for example, we have, what is it Barca versus Villarreal, right?
Something like that in Miami.
So imagine, yeah, Villarreal forfeit their home game. I think it's the home game for that. And then they miss out on Champions League on the final day by 3 points because they played their home game against Barcelona away from home.
It's foolishness.
It makes no sense. It doesn't do nothing for the integrity of the sport, which should always be paramount. Forget profits, sorry to say this, but forget the fans for now. The integrity of the sport is what matters the most. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's the way I thought about it. But yeah, so
no,
you're gone.
Sure. No, you're good. My last winner is going to be Nigeria. I know we didn't speak about them last week, but somehow, some way, we are still in it to get to the World Cup. So shout out to my country. My losers, everybody who does not want Nigeria to go to the World Cup. Let me tell you something, okay? There's a thing called precedence. In 2017, Chad dropped out of the AFCON, and we got the same thing that happened to us now happened to us in 2017. Mm-hmm. So there's precedence, okay? Stop talking out your mouth about things you don't know, okay? Mm-hmm. That's my thing. Second of all, to the Burkina Faso guy, the one with the hat that's talking about Nigeria, shut up. South African, like their FA guy was saying that they didn't want Nigeria there, shut up, okay?
Are we in the same group as South Africa as in AFCON? Well, not, are we?
No, we're not. But we'll
get the knockouts and we'll smack them again anyway. So you can fuck.
Arne Slot's another one of my losers, for sure. I'm going to double down with Coach. Big baby. Cannot stand him. Just a big old crybaby. And my last loser, I would have to say, and I'm not going to talk about football actually now. I'm talking about the digital experience of life. I think we've lost so much in life. Like, just thinking about, you know, I'm going to go buy me a new copy of Brown Sugar and Voodoo. We've lost so much in the streaming and everything else of life.
Yeah.
We lost looking at linear loads. We lost looking at a proper album rollout, the back of the album. We lost a lot of these things. I'm a nerd. I like looking at these things. Mm-hmm. I like looking at the album cover and seeing, oh, this is why I made track 6. This is how I made track 5. And we lost in life from not getting those experiences of a good rollout. So, again, that's just my winners.
Do you know, you just reminded me, right? And I know Dean's going to hear this and think, this nigga needs to shut the fuck up. But the last physical album that I bought was Lupe Fiasco's Tetsuo and Youth, right? Wonderful album. Love the album dearly, right? And the album art for it is really cool. And again, people talking about, like, you know, you're talking about, sorry, the you know, the fact that you can go through the book and shit like that and then look at the back of the album and sort of shit like that. The back of the album is such a cool Easter egg, and it's so layered that I remember he was doing an interview. I think it was an interview with DJ Ski, and he was like, yeah, go get my album. And he turned it around, but he turned it around. It was upside down, basically. And when he turned it upside down, basically, it formed a crucifix, which is the Easter egg for the theme of the album, basically. And I remember being on Reddit thinking, just reading through, like, regular shit kind of thing. And then someone brought up kind of thing. I was like, oh my gosh, if you actually go through the track list and actually see what he meant by that, it was a very, very cool. I'm not going to go into detail now. It's way too nerdy, but it was so cool. But you don't get that with just streaming shit, basically. You just don't, like, having that whole thread on Reddit doesn't happen without a physical release and people actually, you know, checking the shit out kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, no, I'm totally with you on that, man.
Yeah, we're some nerds, guys. And if you have a problem with it, guess what? You still can't beat us up. for myself, Tosin, and Coach, we're out. Everyone, please don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe. We'll make sure we do some Champions League stuff this week. But please, subscribe to our YouTube, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Blue Sky, follow us on Instagram. Share this with your mom, dad, brother, cat, dog, sister, everybody, your aunties, your uncles. Even that creepy old man that says hi to you at the grocery store. Share it with him too and tell him to fuck off after that. But we're out. Everyone take it easy. Peace.
Peace.